You're listening to a podcast from West Hill United Church. These podcasts are made possible by the generous support of our listeners. To donate, click on the Canada Helps button or go to westhill.net/donate.
Let us just take a moment and focus ourselves. We give thanks for the opportunity to be here, to share our understandings that we have come to in so many different ways, for we each learn differently, and the things that we learn carry us forward. May we learn through this time together, and may it carry us to a place of beauty and peace. This we pray as light into light. Amen. As the reading that Ruth shared with you articulated, there are many ways in which we learn things. We learn them. Could you turn this down just a little bit? Thank you. We learn things by reading, we learn things by doing, we learn things, some learn things visually, some learn things orally by what they hear. We learn through our experience. There's one way that I have come to realize I learn sometimes well and sometimes not so well, and that's learning the hard way. Today, I stand before you as someone who has learned the hard way that I'm not well. I spent a significant part of yesterday having x-rays and a variety of blood tests to learn that the next time Scott gets a cold, he's going to have to move in with one of you. Because I managed to catch it, my immune system is non-existent right now. And so while the service was to unfold around the ideas of Catherine Schultz, who is a wrongologist, someone who studies being wrong, rather than bringing her words to you and elaborating upon them, because I cannot speak much longer than I am, we are going to watch the presentation that inspired me to explore the idea of being wrong. And it's Catherine Schultz's presentation on being wrong that comes to you now via TED, the conference on technology, entertainment, and design that has inspired great minds to come and bring their gifts to a massive audience over the course of time. This particular video has been watched over 1 million times, but I lament that it has not been watched more, because that is only a fraction of 1% of the world's population, and we need at least 1% of the world's population to be able to admit they are wrong before we are ever going to get to a place of peace and understanding. So I leave you to Catherine Schultz and her reflections. Thank you for indulging me and allowing me to just sit and watch as well. After watching Catherine's discussion, I began reading Parker Palmer's book, Healing the Heart of Democracy, and their words, their work, comes together so well, because it's only when we can step outside of that constricted space that Schultz speaks about that we can actually enter into conversations that will create a true democracy, that will open us up to conversations that will take us to something different. Her description of how it is that we learn in school, how we learn what is wrong and to avoid it, Palmer describes as a learning that teaches us not to be citizens of a democracy, but to be citizens of an autocracy, where we are told what to do and we say yes, sir, and we do it. And so in communities like this, Palmer says, we get to bring our wrongness into juxtaposition with everyone else's wrongness until what we find in the center of that space is something that is truly right. Following this service, in just a few moments, we will move downstairs into a circle where we can look one another in the eye as we grapple with questions in which we must risk being right and only right. And so, stepping aside from what we think is right to begin with, into that place where we share all of the possibilities and take our time doing so, I pray that we may come to a decision that is right for everyone. Thank you. Amen.